in 1954, my dad announced to me that I was going to be going to Yankee Stadium, and I was a Yankee fan.
Big deal, right? There were lots of Yankee fans in the 50s, and lots of them went to Yankee Stadium. So why are we hearing from this one? Because he's a three-time Cy Young Award winner with three World Series rings, and he's a Hall of Famer. Jim Palmer went to see the Yankees play the Indians in June of 1954. He was 9 years old, and he couldn't have known that 10 years later he'd have a memorable duel with the player he was most eager to see.
I had never been to Yankee Stadium. It's before color television. I had seen it in World Series games because the Yankees seemed to be every year playing the Dodgers, but it was in black and white. It was rainy, but not raining hard enough to call the game. So the rain stops, and when I walk through the tunnel, I never realized how green the grass was. And now all of a sudden, it was in color.
But for Palmer, the biggest attraction was watching number 7, his hero, stride to the plate.
Well, it's Mickey Mantle. You know, I already had his glove with his autograph on it. Had his baseball card. That's the one you never put on your bicycle spokes. And all you cared is that, yeah, he was coming to the plate, and usually something good happened. You know, at Yankee Stadium, in left center and center field, it was immense. 457, 402 to the bullpens if you went from center to left, and then the short porches, both in left field and especially, I think it was 296 down the right field line, you had about a 5-foot wall if it was that. And, yeah, when Mickey hit him, they just went. Mickey had a tendency of doing that. It's funny. I mean, you're 9 years old. Little did I know that I would end up pitching against him. I mean, I always dreamed 10 years later I would have an opportunity as a rookie for the Orioles in my second year in professional baseball to actually pitch in Yankee Stadium.
But before he was ready to face his boyhood idol, he needed to try to learn to throw something that hero couldn't hit. Help arrived in 1964 when Palmer was still in the minors. It came courtesy of a 15-year veteran hurler.
I roomed with Robin Roberts, who had maybe 275 wins, and I didn't have any. He mentored me for 2 months. And he told me the best pitch in baseball is the fastball, and I hope you understand you have a great one.
He did have a great one. So great that in 1965, when he was only 19, he made the bigs.
Now I'm pitching for the Orioles, and I'm out in the bullpen and do pretty much what I did at that time, which is throw high fastballs with an occasional curveball. I proceed to give up an infield hit. You know, back then I could throw 10 pitches and be throwing 95, 6, 7, 8, whatever. Did I know where the ball was going? Absolutely no idea. So I come in, infield hit. I believe it was Horace Clark to load the bases up, and it's Mickey Mantle. So here I am standing on the mound, Mantle's coming to the plate, and when you get on the mound and the bases are loaded and it's Labor Day and you're playing at Yankee Stadium 10 years after you went there as you're 9, you're not going to throw your second or third best pitch. You're going with a high, hard one. I think maybe there was an echo in my head basically saying, remember what Robin said. I throw Mickey a high fastball and I believe he swung through it, throw him another high fastball. I go, what the heck? Why not throw another high fastball with the bases loaded to Mickey Mantle when you're 19 years old? And I do, and he missed it. You know, Mickey had knee problems. He had the osteomyelitis, and I guess if you have a pretty big ego, you struck him out, or maybe he just struck out. You know, the next year I started 30 games, 32 games, we'd win 15 games, we'd get to the World Series.
So, okay, Jim Palmer, a phenom, an ace in the making, fanner of Mickey Mantle. He'd always have the mixed number, right?
I'm 20 years old, an afternoon ball game. I have a 2-0 lead. He comes up to home plate in the 6th or 7th inning, and I've struck him out the first 2 times on high fastballs, and Andy Etchebarren is doing the catching, and he looks at Mickey and he says, so you're choking up. And Mickey says, yeah, I'm trying to catch up with that high fastball. So, 2-run lead, I go 2-0 on Mickey Mantle. And I look on deck, and there's Roger Maris. Now, Roger's, what, 5 years removed from breaking Babe Ruth's single home run season. And I said to myself, the last thing I'm doing, even though I knew how good Mickey Mantle was, that I was going to walk Mickey Mantle with a two-run lead to get to Roger Maris in Yankee Stadium. 61 home runs, short porch, not a good thing to do. So here's Mickey at the plate, choked up, and Mickey hits a missile. It looked like the home run that Robert Redford hit in the Natural. The only difference was we were playing a day game. The lights didn't explode. If he did it any higher, it probably would have. That's the only hit I ever gave up to Mickey Mantle.
I learned about Jim Palmer's duel with Mickey Mantle in Palmer's new book, 9 Innings to Success, A Hall of Famer's Approach to Achieving Excellence. He has been a baseball broadcaster for ESPN, ABC, and for Baltimore Orioles games since 1992. Our story was produced by Gary Wallach.